When Governor Perry spoke at CPAC last week, he gave a list of requirements for Texas to join in Medicaid expansion. Many were items he'd demanded in the past, but one in particular caught the ear of those who support expansion.
We need to asset test to ensure care is there for those who really need it most.
People from both sides of the aisle agree Medicaid should be reserved for those who need it. With limited money and resources, you don't want people who can afford health care keeping it from those who really can't. That's why asset tests are part of a new Medicaid overhaul plan being proposed by the Texas Public Policy Foundation, a conservative state policy think tank. The foundation's John Davidson.
One of our recommendations on the long-term care side is to eliminate Miller trusts or qualified income trusts, and that's a mechanism whereby people with considerable means can hide income and assets in a trust in order to qualify for Medicaid.
But just what would be considered an asset is where the parties begin to disagree. Bea Moorhead is executive director of Texas Impact, a statewide religious grassroots network. She says a family that happens to live in a modest home whose value is up because of changes to the neighborhood, like gentrification, for example, could be kept from getting Medicaid, and that it doesn't make sense for a person's car to be classified as an asset, especially if the person is in construction or cleans homes for a living.
And that vehicle, it may be pretty expensive, especially if it's a work truck. And if you disqualify a family from benefits, like from Medicaid, because they have a vehicle like that, you're overlooking that you're sort of disqualifying them because they have a job.
Moorhead thinks putting everyone through the kind of asset test you might get when buying a home would mean a lot of extra work for little reason, since she says the vast majority of Medicaid recipients truly have little money. State Representative Garnett Coleman disagrees with another aspect of the asset test. Governor Perry wants them not just for new recipients under expansion, but also on current Medicaid recipients. Coleman says any new restrictions on the current Medicaid system probably won't be approved by Washington.
Now, I am for, and I think it's appropriate to have cost sharing on the adult population. But the minute we start rearranging and reordering and weakening the existing Medicaid program, that's just got to be, has to be a line in the sand there.
The Affordable Care Act actually gets rid of asset tests as of January 1st, 2014. That has raised questions as to whether Governor Perry made his demands knowing Washington would say no, just so he could use the rejection for political gain back in Texas. Reporting from the Texas Capitol for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.